On Super Bowl Sunday, 123 million viewers saw two commercials about foot washing. The organization behind the ads, He Gets Us, aired two 30-second commercials with various unlikely pairings of individuals washing the feet of another. And these commercials centered on Jesus' message to love our neighbors, even across ideological divides. In one, people of different races, classes, and gender expressions had their feet washed, including a woman outside a family planning clinic. The ads received a lot of praise and a lot of criticism across all sides, and it left a lot of people talking. But the He Gets Us campaign was not the first campaign about foot washing. Before the Super Bowl ads, there was a media campaign focused on foot washing by an artist named Jess from New Zealand and her collection called Salt and Gold. And with a lot less money and attention, the collection of drawings was birthed during the global pandemic. Some beauty and some hope amid all the chaos and division. The artist drew Jesus washing the feet of healthcare workers and vaccine deniers, of migrants and border patrol agents, and immigrants and inmates and police officers, and Jesus washing the feet of the unhoused. And for Holy Week, Jess created a series of Jesus washing the feet of Judas with silver coins in his hand, the soldiers who arrested him and nailed him to the cross, and Jesus washing the feet of Pontius Pilate, who washed his own hands in service to himself. But this collection was not the first visual campaign around foot washing either. The very first foot washing and servant love visual was given to us on a night nearly 2,000 years ago with Jesus and his disciples in the upper room. Shortly before Jesus was arrested, Jesus gathered with his disciples together and he washed their feet. And it only appears in the Gospel of John. And John gives it far more attention than he does to the last meal. And we don't really know why John gave so much attention, but I'm grateful for it because it is the only account that we have of Jesus washing the feet. For Christ's followers throughout the centuries, foot washing is a sacred ritual imbued with all kinds of religious meaning. Before those early first disciples gathered there with Jesus, it didn't mean any of that. It was a mundane, necessary, and dirty job that someone had to do. Because feet got dirty on those dirt roads with sandals, and when you reclined to eat in a home, your feet were often in the way of other people, and so it was just proper to have your feet cleaned when you gathered. And foot washing was a task that most people in lower income households either did themselves, or for those with a little bit more money, had servants to do. But not the teacher, not the host, not the one that would soon die. When Jesus began to wash his disciples' feet, they did not think those lofty theological thoughts. What they saw was their master humbling himself before them to do a job that none of them would want to do either. This was yet another great reversal of Jesus. Another time that he does a stunning upside-down demonstration of what it means to follow Christ. Washing feet requires humility, but so does allowing your feet to be washed. For many of us, the latter is the hardest. We don't know about the other disciples, but we do know that Peter protests He said, Lord, you will not wash my feet. And Jesus says to him, if you want to be a part of what I'm doing, you will let me wash your feet. After Jesus finished washing the feet of the disciples, he asked the disciples, do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and your teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Jesus tells them that he is giving them a new commandment, although it's not new, just demonstrated in a new way that they won't ever forget. And a little bit later, he says to them, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. You see, washing feet is so much more than serving one another. It is about loving one another. You see, to serve without love is to be a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. But to serve with love is like a splash of clean water on dirty, dusty feet. As we seek to follow Jesus in our daily lives, it's unlikely that we will literally have to wash someone else's feet. Rather, we should consider how we might serve others in love in ways that are neither expected nor required. The tagline for the Salt and Light collection is this: it's not about who's on the seat, it's about who's washing the feet. It's about us. A pastor shared a story about a friend of his who was an executive in a really large company. And one day that he noticed that one of the company's custodians was really struggling to carry several large boxes up some stairs. And so this executive offered to help out. And for several minutes, the two of them lugged these boxes up to the stairs and up to the storage room. And when this sweaty executive turned to say goodbye to the custodian, he noticed tears in his eyes. I've worked in this company for many years, the custodian said. Before today, no boss has ever stopped to help me. Thank you so much. You have no idea what this means to me. The pastor telling the story remarked that sometimes foot washing is not foot washing, but box carrying. We have to be careful and realize that sometimes our Christianity has been Americanized. And by that I mean that many come to believe that following Jesus always leads up and to the right rather than to weakness and suffering and even death. But if we don't know how to follow Jesus in suffering and weakness and in death, then we won't be able to follow him in life. The call to follow Jesus is to live altered lives. What we've talked about this whole season of Lent, embracing the radical, self-sacrificial way of Christ. Today, you probably won't ever have to literally wash feet. We find humility taught elsewhere in Scripture without this mentioning of foot washing. It's an attitude, it's a posture of humility that is the command of Christ to those who follow him, those who love him. Whether you wash a foot or you lend a hand, whether you bend an ear or you lift your voice, there are countless ways to serve someone in love. What Jesus did in the upper room that night was far more than service. It was love. In washing all the dirt-covered feet of his friends, his dear friends, knowing what was ahead for all of them, Jesus says, I loved them to the very end, with humility and tenderness, so that they will do as I have done to them. Friends, this is how the kingdom will come. When we love one another, when we humble ourselves in service, when we wash the feet of others, no matter how dirty the roads are and how different they are of those who walk them. Jesus is about to enter his suffering, and his earnest desire in these hours is to give this command to love, to serve, and to share one last supper with his disciples. As we prepare in a few moments to share in the Lord's meal, may we remember Jesus' question. Do you know what I have done for you? For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. May we remember the humble entrance into the city of our King. May we remember the temple Jesus who introduced this upside-down kingdom as he declared his anger over those that hold power and privilege. May we remember the Thursday night where he gathered to remember the command he gave us to love and to serve. And when we come to the table tonight, may we do as Jesus asked us to do and remember.